Hello，各位好，欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。无法言喻的迷人歌喉，难以置信的娴熟诠释，随时绽放的阳光微笑，优雅自在的翩翩风度，21世纪的新浪漫主义代言人。以上这一段评价说的其实都是同一个人 ，Michael Bublé。Michael Bublé 加拿大著名的流行爵士乐歌手，也是一位影视演员。他03年发表的专辑 Michael Bublé， 04年的 Come Fly With Me， 以及05年的 It's Time， 让他成功的在加拿大、英国、澳大利亚以及美国打响了名堂。Michael 迷人的中低嗓音，让许多当代经典歌曲变成了带有其浓厚个人色彩的新浪漫作品。那今天给大家带来一首他翻唱的 Save the Last Dance for Me， 爱情里面你的舞伴也许不止一个，但是请把最后一支舞留给我，一起去听听吧。
Every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me.Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me.Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks if you're all alone, can he walk you home?Must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. Save the last dance for me. Let the music's fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun, laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. And don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for meDon't forget who's taking you home or in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh baby, won't you save the last dance for me. Ooh, you'll make a promise that you'll save
欢迎回来。 Michael Bublé 在1975年的专辑 It's Time 当中翻唱了以上大家听到的这首歌曲，他以轻松自在活泼的方式使这首经典老歌完全抹去了岁月的尘埃，充满了独特的浪漫情趣。好了，在这首歌的陪伴下，咱们一起来看一下我们今天要学习的一些内容。歌名 Save the last dance for me， 最后一支舞蹈留给我。 Save S-A-V-E 动词、名词或者介词，节省、救援以及除了什么什么之外的意思。听例句， Save your strength for the hard work you'll have to do later， 留着点力气，你一会儿还得干重活呢。All the guests have gone save one， 除了一个人之外所有的客人都走了。 We should save unnecessary expenses， 我们应该节省不必要的开支。看一下短语 save something for somebody， 为某人保留保存。听一下例句， Just give me the bottom line， save the explanations for later， 直接说重点吧，眼下先省去那些啰嗦的解释。好，例句当中的 bottom line， bottom B-O-T-T-O-M bottom 底部， line 线，bottom line 底线的或者是结果概要的意思。接着听， He promised to save a room for me， 他答应给我留房间的。 I'll save you some bread， 我会给你留点面包。接着看短语 save up， 节省储存的意思。 It took me a year to save up for a new car， 我花了整整一年的时间才存下足够的钱买一辆新车。看一个口语当中用的比较多的短语，叫做 save your breath， B-R-E-A-T-H breath， 呼吸的意思。那 save your breath 就是省口气吧，省省吧，别白费口舌了，它就等于 save it。 听例句， save your breath， you never persuade her， 别白费口舌了，你说服不了她的。接着听， You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye。 好了，这句歌词里面的 To give somebody the eye 表示给某人送秋波或者是抛媚眼的意思。我们听一个例句， The man is overjoyed because a pretty girl gave him the eye yesterday。 那个人因为昨天一位美女对他目送秋波而狂喜不止。好了，例句当中的动词 overjoy， overjoy O-V-E-R-J-O-Y 使狂喜，使万分高兴的意思。那类似的用法 to give somebody the eye， 或者接下来听类似的 to give somebody the finger，对某人竖中指的意思。那还有 to give somebody a hand， 帮忙，帮某人一把。我们分别来看一下他们的例句。 It is very impolite to give someone the finger， 对某人比中指是非常不礼貌的。 I'm sorry to trouble you but could you give me a hand， 不好意思打扰了，但是你能帮我一个忙吗。接着听， But while we are apart， 但是当我们分开的时候， apart 是副词，与众不同的，分离着的，或者形容词，分离的。我们看短语 grow apart， 表示产生隔阂。听例句， After only a few years of marriage， Tom and Mary began to grow apart。Tom 和 Mary 结婚仅仅几年，感情就产生了隔阂。Fall apart， 崩溃，土崩瓦解。Their marriage fell apart when she found out about her husband's affair。当她发现她的丈夫有外遇的时候，他们的婚姻破裂了。Apart from， 远离什么东西，除了什么什么之外。听一下例句。Apart from some spelling mistakes, the composition is fairly good. 除了一些拼写错误之外，这篇文章写的还是很不错的。Apart from the hair, he looked extraordinarily unchanged. 令人惊奇的是，除了头发，他看起来一点都没变。注意一下例句当中的这个 extraordinary， 形容词，非凡的，特别的。拼一下 extraordinary， extraordinary, extraordinary. 接着听 I know that the music's fine, fine, F-I-N-E, 形容词美好的、纤细的、优良的、杰出的。A fine day makes us cheerful, 晴朗的日子让人开心。They have only a fine distinction between them, 他们之间的区别特别细微。注意了 ,fine 它还有副词合适的恰好的很好的意思。我们来看一下例句。They're doing fine in school, 他们在学校学得很好。The shirt suits me fine, 那件衬衫很适合我。看一个跟 fine 有关的短语叫做 cut it fine, 在时间或者金钱上面算得特别精细不留余地。第两个例句。They were cutting it fine by arriving at the airport 5 minutes before they were supposed to leave. 他们时间算得太紧了，在飞机起飞前5分钟才赶到机场。Don't cut it too fine or you'll miss the train. 不要把时间算得太紧了，否则你会赶不上火车的。好了，今天的节目就这么多啦。今天大家都学英语了吗？老话重提一下，其实只要你一天不漏的学习英语，那么你的英语水平自然就会有提高的。好了，我是 Linda, 下期见喽。